Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that uncovers a little bit more about history every day. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're investigating the murders in the Rue Morgue by American writer and poet Edgar Allan Poe. But don't worry if you've never read it before, we won't be spoiling whodunit in the episode. You'll have to solve that mystery for yourself. The day was April 20th, 1841. Edgar Allan Poe published The Murders in the Rue Morgue, a tale that is widely considered to be the first modern detective story. It first appeared in Graham's Magazine, a monthly literary journal that published short stories, critical reviews, and news about music and fashion. Edgar Allan Poe had been hired as the journal's editor just 2 months earlier. The position allowed him the chance to publish some of his own original stories, and the first one he chose to include was The Murders in the Rue Morgue. Poe's editorial control turned out to have a profound effect on the literary world, launching the popularity of detective stories or mysteries, and paving the way for many more to come. You might be wondering, what exactly makes a story a mystery? Well, for one thing, the driving action of a mystery story is the solution to a crime, usually a murder, but sometimes a theft or kidnapping. A mystery also follows some kind of detective, professional or otherwise, as they try to determine who did the crime and why. You can have what's called a cozy mystery, like a Miss Marple story or a Father Brown mystery, and in these, the action is usually set in a small town, making the violence of the crime all the more shocking. On the other hand, there are hard-boiled mysteries. These are the ones where the hero is a world-weary cop or private investigator, like the Sam Spade character in Dashiell Hammett's books or Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe. Both of these kinds of mysteries fall under the larger genre of suspense, along with crime novels and thrillers. Mystery stories tend to be more cerebral and less violent, while crime stories are more dramatic and thrillers are more emotional, playing up the fear and dread of the characters. Each of these kinds of suspense stories have common elements, such as crimes and detectives, but they also have sharply defined distinctions that make them their own unique things. It's impossible to say for certain who wrote the first ever suspense story, but in terms of modern fiction, the person who generally gets the credit is Edgar Allan Poe. His story, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, is the earliest example in which a character solves a mystery by analyzing facts and following clues. Poe even had a special name for this logic-based form of deduction. He called it ratiocination, or reasoned train of thought. In the story, Poe's amateur detective, Monsieur C. Auguste Dupin, decides to put his reason to use by trying to solve the murder of two women in Paris. The details of the investigation are recounted by Dupin's roommate, an unnamed man who is fascinated by the detective's analytical prowess. Following the success of Rue Morgue, Poe wrote further mystery stories using this technique, including The Mystery of Marie Roget in 1842 and The Purloined Letter in 1844. To be clear, Poe didn't consider his mystery stories to be a whole new kind of fiction. Instead, he recognized that the groundwork for mysteries had been laid by earlier authors, and that he was simply reinventing it for the modern age. In 1846, he wrote a letter to a friend, explaining the appeal of his new approach. He said, quote, "These tales of ratiocination owe most of their popularity to being something old in a new key. I do not mean to say that they are not ingenious, but people think them more ingenious than they are, on account of their method and error of method." To Poe, it was ratiocination that was innovative, the idea of joining keen powers of observation with a reasoned train of thought. But what Poe probably didn't know is that he was also establishing elements that would later become trademarks of an entire genre. For instance, Poe was careful to lay out clues throughout his story so that his readers could have a crack at solving the mystery themselves, a tactic that future writers like Agatha Christie would put to good use in their own stories. Another defining feature that Poe introduced was the idea of establishing a recurring detective character who appeared in multiple stories. Poe's own detective, C. Auguste Dupin, appeared in all three of the mysteries I mentioned, paving the way for other serialized detectives like Sherlock Holmes and Hercule Poirot. Following the publication of The Murders in the Rue Morgue, detective stories began to grow into full-length novels. These days, the first modern mystery novel is credited to Charles Warren Adams, who wrote under the pen name Charles Felix. His story, The Notting Hill Mystery, debuted in 1862, and like Poe's stories from a few decades prior, it included many elements that have since come to define the mystery genre. That story initially ran as 8 installments in a once-a-week magazine, and was then published in book form 3 years later, where it was met with rave reviews. One reviewer took pains to explain how readers should approach the new genre, saying, quote, "This is best understood like a game of solitaire, or like a puzzle that you've been handed to figure out." Edgar Allan Poe may not have written his own detective novel, but he did directly inspire the creation of one of the genre's most enduring characters, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes. Conan Doyle wasn't shy about crediting his inspiration either. He once wrote, quote, "Each of Poe's detective stories is a root from which a whole literature has developed. Where was the detective story until Poe breathed the breath of life into it?" If you compare Poe's Dupin character with Conan Doyle's Sherlock, the similarities are pretty striking. They're both armchair detectives rather than professionals. They're both brought in to consult on cases that have the local police stumped. They even both rely on unassuming sidekicks for help with their cases. Dupin has his unnamed narrator, and Sherlock Holmes has Dr. Watson. But okay, so Poe certainly left a lasting impression, but he wasn't the only one. In fact, there's at least one famous detective trope for which Conan Doyle deserves sole credit: the magnifying glass. Sherlock Holmes is believed to be the first fictional character to ever use a magnifying glass to help solve a mystery. That may not sound as impressive as breathing life into a genre, but it was still an important development for detective stories. I mean, good luck illustrating ratiocination on a book cover. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you enjoyed today's show, consider following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to drop us a line at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thanks to you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.